Good morning, folks. It's take number 27 and a half on Thursday morning. We aren't sure what it's doing yet. It's too dark. We can't see a damn thing. But all right, are you ready? Here comes the thing that's up in your window, Rebecca. It's going to go click for take number. Okay, you ready? Okay, click. You're on. You're live.
Welcome from the Bakes of the Avon to Blockchain Rebranded with your host, Rick Sherwood. Rick shares insights.
Sometimes.
That come from his years as a psychotherapist and his many, many life experiences. You can find us on Facebook. We're Blockchain Rebranded. You can email me, Rebecca, at rstherapygroup.com or Rick at rstherapygroup.com. And now, I'm going to let Rick talk. Here you go, Rick.
Well, hey, welcome to the age of Aquarius, the age I was born in, the age that this beautiful song is from, the fifth dimension, the age of Aquarius. It's not actually called the age of Aquarius, it's called Aquarius, let the sun shine in. But you know what? As a kid, I always thought it was an amazing song. Amazing song because I was born as an Aquarian in the age of Aquarius. So, folks, the age of Aquarius. What is the age of Aquarius? The age of Aquarius is an age of apparent enlightenment, growth, and peace. And from the 60s on up through when the age of Aquarius supposedly began, this planet has not had a lot of those things. However, on the flip side of that, if we go back through recorded history, there's been, the Crusades, there's been the Romans, there's been the Vikings, there's always been some sort of conquest between people because, I don't know, as the song goes, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. But you know what? Within that craziness is an age of Aquarius, and within that craziness is also an age of understanding. And so one of the things that we have to understand is we have to grow and learn and evolve. And one of the reasons why we're doing this song is because, honestly, this is such a beautiful, beautiful time in our history, because we have so much knowledge at our fingertips, and yet people abuse it, and they abuse it all the time. But one of the things people are doing less of is trying to discover themselves. What they're trying to do is bestow their greatness instead of going, wow, I don't know, can I learn? Teach me, let me grow, let me understand. And so we live in this age of constant evolution and constant recreation of ourselves, which really fits with Easter. And Easter to me is just as important, if not more important than Christmas. Christmas is a very special time of birth. But when we live, this is a time of rebirth. This is a time of growing again and relearning and living. And so when we relearn, it's because we didn't learn the first time. When we grow, it's because we did learn. And so this age of being, when you look around, Sherry, dietitian her whole life, or dietetics her whole life, or informatics her whole life, all intertwined, but ultimately there has been evolution and there has been growth because, yeah, she was a dietitian and then she took the dietitian and she actually went in the direction that she always really wanted to go, was information management. And that's the clinical informatics. And so despite the fact that she is a dietitian by education and by registration, what she actually does is clinical informatics, which is data and the management of data. Computer software and computer programs. And that has been an evolution, but that was an evolution that if we're going to ask her actually at the round table, we're going to ask her, did you listen to the podcast? And what did you think of your growth and your evolution? We'll see if she was actually listening. My guess is she doesn't. I know she does. She just listens later. But again, Rebecca, what do you think about your age of growth, your age of, because again, you're an Aquarian as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were born, I suppose, in the age of Aquarius, because the age of Aquarius is a very long span of time. But more importantly, what do you think of this evolution of you?
It's been a long time coming. It's been slower than what I would like. A lot of back and forth. Sometimes I think I'm learning and growing, and then I go back to my old habits and my old way of thinking.
Absolutely. You know, but I think that's what everyone does. And again, one of these things about Easter, folks, that to me is so beautiful, is if you just take that story, you know, of Jesus ending up in the cave and a rock being rolled in front of it, and then a few days later they come back and the rock's moved and he's gone. And, you know, it's this age of rebirth. The lessons of that are supposed to inspire us that he died for our sins, and therefore we should have some freedom and some autonomy to go out there to also grow and learn and evolve as he did while he walked the planet. That's to me, that's the moral. Some theologian's going to come along and say, no, that's not it. But to me, that is the essence of the story, is that we can and we will be reborn. But the fact is, we don't have to die to be reborn. We have to be willing to live. Oh, true. Think about this. We have to be willing to live to be reborn. So many people walk this planet dead. Dead walking through this planet. They go through the motions. They go through the actions. But they are walking dead. They do not actually push themselves in any way, shape, or form. What they do is minimalist in trying to learn and grow. Minimalist in trying to push the boundaries of what they are capable of. And so, you know, people look back and they will look at me and they'll go, well, how have you, you know, got two trades, did all this stuff? Well, because I never stopped living. You know, I was handed a deck of cards, and when a shitty card comes up, I play the shitty card. I have no choice. And then when the next card comes up, I go, okay, let's go. Let's see what we can do with this. That is living, people. And that is what Easter is to me. It is about whatever comes, whatever cross you are put on, whatever you are nailed to, right? Jelly Roll, come on, beautiful song. You know, again, that idea, whatever cross you're nailed to, so what? You're nailed to it. What's going to come after? Because I'm pretty sure your soul's not going to stay on that cross forever. Even if you die on the cross, you're still going to evolve. You're still going to grow. You're still going to change. And it's that willingness to grow and change and evolve that is so crucial. And I mean truly crucial for us. So again, so, you know, Mr. Rebecca, where do you think it could, because when you came in, you know, sound engineer. So here she is as a sound engineer. Over there messing with her. And it's funny, folks. On Monday, when we started this podcast, you know, when somebody gets into your car and they move the seat and you're not quite sure exactly what happened to the seat, and then you fiddle around with it for half an hour and you're driving down the road and you're still trying to get the seat right in the right position where it always is, and you don't have one of those cars that you can just push a number and it takes you right to your setting. That was Rebecca on Monday. She came in for whatever reason, nothing on her desk, nothing on the soundboard, nothing. Her microphone, nothing was where she wanted it to be. And ironically, it all kind of ended up pretty close back to where she started, wherever that was. But the fact is, again, we are people. We always are reinventing and reinvestigating the things around us. And so, Miss Rebecca, what is it that you think you can do now? Because again, you didn't have a lot of faith in yourself coming in with a soundboard, coming in as learning all the sound engineering software. So what is it that again, came out of that?
A lot. My faith in myself and the fact that I can learn it. And it's a learning in progress because we're always challenging myself by adding new mics, music. And it's just... I got to get in my head.
But even just the software?
Yeah, to help me edit. So that's kind of exciting.
And so again, this is, so despite the fact, and I put this out to you, and I'm not putting this out as to go ahead and say anything nasty, but, you know, Rebecca is a classic introvert. And so for her to put out the words that she's putting out, it's not like it is for me. An extrovert would just sit here and ramble on and never shut up. But what happens is, again, being who you are and understanding who you are and understanding that you can grow, and that is the age of rebirth. And unfortunately, folks, or fortunately, we live in this age now where a lot less people go to work and spend the next 30, 40 years working someplace and then retire with a gold pocket watch and then leave. More and more, we are transitioning, we are evolving, we are moving in and out of different employment as our lives change, as where we live changes, as the things around us change. And so again, so it's that idea of being really simplistic and moving through this and moving forward. And so age of Aquarius, age of growth, when we are coming into Easter, which we are coming into, tomorrow's Good Friday, Easter weekend, it's about taking a great big look around and going, it doesn't matter what faith you are. It doesn't matter whether you're atheist. The fact is, rebirth and being adaptable to rebirth is what therapy is about, what we are about, what this podcast is about. And it's about evolving continuously beyond where we were. And that is what rebirth is. What do you think of that, Miss Rebecca? What do you think about, the people from your history, from your background, that idea of rebirth and evolution and change?
I think they find it scary. They don't know where to begin, so they just don't. They just kind of stay stagnant.
Well, unfortunately, where you begin is somebody, brings you to a T intersection, right? So either medically or the job ends or you're moving or something happens in your life where you come to a T intersection and you have to turn left or right. And, if you're ahead of the curve long enough, then you can kind of prepare a little bit. But the first and foremost thing to understand is that you have to prepare. I remember years ago, a guy saying, this guy, he owned a factory, and one of his employees would come to him regularly and go, I don't want to be laid off seasonally. I want to work year round. I want this. I want that. And then they would give him the opportunity to learn new tasks. And he would say, I don't want to do those tasks. I like the job that I do. But the job that he did was seasonal. And so he wanted the job that he wanted, but he didn't want to adapt. And so I said to the guy, I said, well, do you think there's any chance that he's afraid of not being able to come back? If he goes and learns other things that he can't come back to the season job that he likes. He says, yeah, we've talked about that too, that, he'll definitely be able to come back. And whatever it is, that guy could not get out of his head. And so every year, layoffs would come and he'd say, I asked you last year, please don't lay me off. I want to do other things. Yes, and we gave you the opportunity to learn other things, but you have to learn other things during the season when you don't have the opportunity then to do the job you want to do. You have to do other jobs so that you can learn and grow so that you will be able to stay into the season when that job doesn't exist. And the guy could never put those two things together. And again, a few weeks back, chatting with Willie and Willie saying, 30 years working somewhere with 1 year's experience. And again, that's a simple statement of fact that so many people don't want to evolve. And yet we live on a planet, folks, that is evolving constantly under our feet. Go to Africa. Africa is being ripped into two continents as we speak, slowly, tectonic plate movements. A chasm is being created. Go to Iceland. We have volcanoes. We live on a ball that, whether we want to admit it or not, is constantly changing. But what we want to do as human beings is we want to go, nope, it's never going to change. It's simply going to be the way that it is. And I've said before, the rock of the state of Michigan is a Petoskey stone. Petoskey stone is a fossilized coral. And that's because this area of North America was in a tropical region millions of years ago, and that's why corals grew there. And so again, it's about trying to understand that life is constantly evolving, and the only way for us to survive is to understand that we need to evolve with it. I got a question for you, Rebecca.
Yes, Rick.
Do you think the magnetic North Pole is moving?
Yes.
What makes you say that?
Because everything is moving.
Okay, but again, what makes you truly say that?
Because I don't think in nature anything stays stagnant. Everything moves.
Okay, so what happens to magnetic north if it moves?
It kind of shifts a little bit.
Yeah, so what do you think the implications would be? Every pilot, every boat, every map on the planet has to have magnetic deviations built into it. So therefore, old maps, when the old map, you buy a 30-year-old map or 40-year-old map, the magnetic north that it's shown on that map is not where the north magnetic North Pole is today. We have to continuously update our maps so that we know where magnetic north is.
I never thought of that.
And so that's just one simple example, folks. We have to adapt. And all too often, people just go, no, that's beyond me. That's beyond me. I can't. I don't want to. No. Anything is possible, but the most important piece of this is for us to understand that deviations, like the deviation in magnetic north, again, when you learn, when you grow, you understand that these things are real, and then you understand that you have to evolve. And so then there's things that you learn for navigation to adapt to that changing magnetic North Pole. But the fact is, so many people just go, well, no, the North Pole is always the North Pole. No, it's actually moving. It's constantly moving. As Rebecca said, it's nature. Nature changes and evolves. And people just go, ugh, I don't care. And I think that that's one of the sad things about so many people today is that they just, ah, it's too big. Ah, I don't know. Ah, I can't. Ah. No, folks. You can. You can open your eyes. The last song we're going to close out with is by Ozzy Osbourne and Lita Ford. Close my eyes forever. What people want to do is do just those words, is they want to close their eyes. They want to go on autopilot. You don't have to go on autopilot. What you have to do is become informed, become inquisitive, become knowledgeable. Read books, not books for passing the time. Read a romance novel if you feel like it. Read a mystery thriller if you feel like it. But also read to learn. Read to grow. Read because that is the beautiful thing about being human, is we have this ability to open our eyes and learn and grow. Just think about those words. Heaven is in the palm of my hand, just waiting for you. Your heaven, your life is in the palm of your hands. It is waiting for you. It's waiting for you. And at this time of Easter, this time of rebirth, this time of celebration of what is possible, please don't ever believe that heaven on earth is in the palm of your hand if you take the time to actually truly open your eyes and adapt. Hey, folks. Again, it's Rick Sherwood here. It's Thursday. Go out there and rock this day as only you can. Recreate yourself today. Reimagine yourself today. Do something that you haven't done in a while. Go down a road you've never driven down. Drive a different way to get home. Drive a different way to work. Go out there and do something that expands your mind and expands who you are. And from Sherry, Rebecca, myself, the herd of cats that come in and out of the studio, and everybody else around us here at Black Sheep Rebranded, we thank you. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for giving us your feedback, and we thank you for growing and becoming a better human being, becoming a little bit happier. So again, not a substitute for mental health, folks. It is meant to inspire you to stop and think and ask questions and grow. So again, for Black Sheep Rebranded and everyone here, have yourselves a fantastic Thursday. And again, and I mean it, rock this world as only you can. Be good, folks.